Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Sri Lanka struck first in their two-match 2020 international series against Pakistan by winning the opening game in Hambantota by 37 runs. They needed a late burst of runs from Tisara Pereira to haul themselves up to a modest score of 132/7, but Pakistan crumbled in reply to be bowled out for just 95. It was the lowest score in a 2020 international in Sri Lanka, and the home side's defence of 132 is the lowest score they've successfully defended. On a day for bowlers, Sahail Tanveer returned 3/12 in an outstanding spell for Pakistan, but his team was upstaged as four Sri Lankans took 2 wickets apiece. In the early stages of the game, Pakistan, none of whose players were involved in the Indian Premier League, looked sharp and hungry as they took the early initiative. By the end of the game, however, they looked very much like a team of players who hadn't played serious 2020 cricket for some month. They do, however, have the chance to hit back in the second and final game on Sunday. The ECB has unveiled its summer cricket programme for 2013, which includes tours by Australia and New Zealand, as well as the ICC Champions Trophy. The Ashes Test will be hosted by Trent Bridge, Lords, Old Trafford, the Kia Oval and the Emirates Durham International Cricket Ground. New Zealand will arrive before the Ashes and play tests at Lords and Headingley, as well as 3 one-day internationals and 2 2020s. Cardiff, Edgbaston and the Oval will host the Champions Trophy, which will see the top 8 sides in the world in action. Edgbaston has the honour of hosting the final, with the other venues holding a semi-final apiece. The ICC Cricket Committee has recommended further changes be made to one-day international cricket. In a report ready to go before the ICC board in June, they recommend a reduction in the number of power play overs, changes to field settings, and allowing bowlers to be able to deliver 2 short balls per over. They believe forcing batting and bowling power plays to be taken between the 16th and 40th over has had little impact on the game, hence advising a reduction. They also recommend that only 4 players outside of the 30-metre circle should be allowed during non-power play overs.